Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butzala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the three ways you know a buyer will buy your property. What do they do? What do they say? Do they laugh at you?
That's not one
of them.
Do
they call you a name? No, it's none of that stuff. They have their checkbook in their hand, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not a tire kicker. When they start asking a million questions,
and they're
ridiculous questions that are already in the posting, that's a tire kicker. That's not one of them. But in a minute, I'll tell you the right one.
I've been a real estate acquisition expert in some capacity my whole adult life, and I take that very seriously. I take real estate sales with a grain of salt and a dash of cynicism. And that's right. This is the Jill Show today.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
A grain of salt and a dash of cynicism. I'm going to remember that one.
I just made that up.
That's very good.
It's an original Steven.
I love it. All right. Jeff asks, how do you handle the Mexican standoff when buying property? And he put that in quotes. I just bought my first two parcels and I had a mobile notary hand over the check when the deed was signed. This made sense to me because there's a trade happening on the spot. However, when I'm selling the land, hopefully soon, do I trust the buyer with the signed deed or do they trust me with their own money? I just think the signed purchase agreement first, and this document creates the trust for the rest of the transaction. Do they send the cashier's check first and then I send the deed? Do you want me to go?
Yes, please. Okay. You're an expert at this.
Well,
and this is not this is a very good question and it's not an uncommon one.
Oh yeah. You know, it's interesting, and I'm wondering why Jeff is second guessing himself, because you should be walking around knowing that you have this item for sale. When they buy it, they pay for it. No questions asked, whether it's they check out online with their credit card, they send you a cashier's check, money order, wire you the money because it's so big, whatever it is. That's just how it goes. And then you do complete the deed. And why do they feel so good about you? Why am I not hesitating? Because they can look you up. You have a track record. You're transparent. All your social media and your website all go point in the same direction. You know that you are a seller of property and there's nothing to think about. It'd be like, I don't question, other things online. I'm trying to think of a good example, but we're online nowadays. We're online buying things all day long, you know, and I don't question it. I get in the car and drive to a restaurant trusting they're going to be there because I see it seriously. Because I see their online presence, I see them on Yelp, I see their website, I see a map, you know, I trust that they're there. It's the same thing for you. So
we've been buying stuff online since there has been an online.
Right.
And it shocks me to this day that we are freely online typing in our credit card number and then we just wait to get stuff in the mail.
Yeah.
It still amazes me. The softener or, you know, the equalizer is this rating system that we have of stars and feedback and other true customers' ratings
history,
and all that stuff. Transaction history. So it's a lot less difficult for people to give you their credit card number to buy a piece of real estate than you think.
Right.
They've already bought everything online constantly. So
right.
This is a good question, and it's one that I was very concerned about in the late 90s when we started to sell land online. And it, like a lot of things, you know, it just became a non-issue.
Right.
We did after the first 5 or 10 deals. I'm like, I don't have to worry about that. Check.
Yeah. You know what else too? I've seen a lot of our newer members use us as a fallback and refer to us in their transactions that they are a Land Academy member. We have a thing on our website that's like Land Academy certified if you want to put on your website. And that actually, believe it or not, when people look you up and then they can track you to us, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, I haven't had it a long time, but you know, early on, I had a lot of buyers coming to me saying, hey, do you know this guy? Is he legit? You know, should I buy from him or should I sell to them? And I would say yes. So, and I can confirm it for them. So that makes a difference too. Use us to help you build up your transaction history, I should say, until you have your own.
Today's topic, three ways you know A buyer will buy your property. This is the meat of the show. So you're on the phone and somebody called in or they wrote you an email and they say, you know, I'm really interested in this 40 acres that you have up in northern Arizona or in Massachusetts or wherever. I just have a few questions. And what they ask after that, this is a preface to Jill's going to really answer this question. What they do and say after that in the next 30 seconds, you know exactly if they're going to buy the property.
Right. So that's my example number one of the three ways you know. They ask serious questions. And they're questions that let you know that they read the whole posting forward, backwards, upside down, every way, and they're only calling you to ask one or two serious good question before they make their decision and to purchase. And that's a good one. If they call you and go, so what are the back taxes? Or are there any back taxes? Or, you know, where is this again? Something really vague and weird like that. They're not serious. They don't even really remember where the property is. And they didn't even read to find out what the tax situation is. And, you know, or something, you know, how close is it to the road? Well, if you look at the map, we can look at it together. It's right on the road, you know, kind of thing. There it is. Oh, yeah, now I see it. So let me ask you, you know, those kind of things. So that's the not serious. But the serious one, like I alluded to, is the one that says, hi, I just want to know if you talked to the county about this yet, because I'm about to make that call, and I want to know if you have you ever done any survey on it? Done. You know they're serious. They're just doing the last few due diligence things. So that's one. The second one is the real obvious one, where I love these. Hi. I just want to know if you, because it's such a large transaction, do you want me to use this credit card checkout thing, or do you just want me to wire you the money? Because if we're talking $25,000, I'm being respectful, and if you want to pay the credit card fees, I get it. No big deal. Done.
That's my number one.
I know.
That's the best indicator
that
possible.
That is the best.
So hey, can you hold on to the property? I got to move some money around from my retirement account and do some tax stuff, but
I'm gonna do it on
in
Wednesday.
2 days I'll check out. Do you have a wiring number where I can send that?
Exactly. So that's the other obvious. And then the third obvious, which is you have to learn this talent a little bit, but you have to listen for what they're called buying signals. And that's when you know too. This is where people that they use themselves, they already see themselves on the property and you can hear it in their voice like
mating signals.
Well, like not like mating signals. Maybe like mating signals.
Men are experts at mating signals.
Okay. You want to explain and then I'll explain?
You go first.
Okay. Because I do want to hear what you have to say about this. All right. So what I mean by buying signals, not mating signals, buying signals are things like, you know, I can already see the view, or they say my view or something like that. So where would I, how would I access my property? You know, tell me more about, you know, they say things like my river, my view, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to use it. You know, like where would I, can I park my camper here? I saw this pad, you know, I want to add this. You know, you can already hear they're already using it, living on it, loving it, and taking ownership, basically. So it's a little more subtle. And that's the part where you have to really listen for it. And if you don't, you might miss it. And this is a tough one, because I've heard people not pick up on these signals and turn people off.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure I've been one of them.
Yeah,
that's the difference between a professional and somebody like me.
You're good. You're fine. But I just know how to listen to it and how to get it. You know, like, so I want to hear now, go back to your, tell me your mating signals.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh.
I'll tell you where it goes south for me.
Okay.
You know, and we have the good fortune to have a sales team now, so Jill and I don't do much of this ourselves that any much, but you know, once in a while I always do the data part.
Right.
But she only gets involved in the sales when there's trouble. So, you know, I have this test in life, it's not just with sales or anything, but when it becomes a personal story outside of your tight little friendship group, for instance, when somebody says, you know, will my 79 Vega make it to the property day in and day out, because I'm planning on working in the town that's six towns over. That's a personal... Or will my mother-in-law be comfortable there?
And let me tell you about her. You know, Edna, oh my gosh, she's almost 90. And just the other day when I was driving her to the doctor's office, that will happen.
So that, I call that a personal story
test. That's where
test.
We lose Steven.
And that, I mean, by the way, if you're prospecting for women and they start into a personal story like that, just say thanks very much, pick up the tab, and walk out of there. Trust me.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, personal story like that. It just becomes this me thing. And you need to understand me for who I am.
You mean early on in the relationship?
Well, yeah, like the first date, first or second date.
Okay.
Oh, no, once you're this far into the relationship, it just, everything's a personal story.
Oh, no. Hey, very funny. You know,
the antithesis.
By the way, though, I don't share a lot of those stories. You don't know a lot about my mom, and you're welcome.
That's so awesome. God, you're the greatest girl.
Thank you.
For that.
Yeah, we've talked three times. So
thank you enough for that.
You're welcome.
If somebody is making a big, huge deal out of themselves and telling these huge, multiple, back-to-back personal stories and to the point where it's almost venting.
Yeah.
Venting or bragging or anything like that, just run. That's not a mating signal. That's not at all. That's true.
That's totally different. I'm not sure how this pertains to this, but I like your story.
Well, because the same thing happens very often with people who are interested in buying real estate, and they're not.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of their, you know, real estate agents... Sure. They have to deal with this all the time.
Oh,
they have to deal with prospective buyers walking into a house saying, this carpet scheme doesn't work for me.
I couldn't do it. And we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
And talk about what are some other wallpaper options.
I had this color carpet when I was a kid. And in sixth grade, my brother Joe spilled some cereal and we got grounded for a week. And they're not going to buy the house.
And what year did they put this in?
Your time's more
valuable. What were the other color choices at the time? You know,
your time's more valuable than that. You know, when Joe and I started this this segment of our careers together, I had to, this is truth. She's probably going to kick me under the desk, but I'm just going to tell the truth. I really had to sit her down and say, look, you can't spend 2 hours on the phone with the seller.
That's true.
I mean, I'm sorry, with the buyer. The seller, is always like a 10 second thing. Because we've crafted it that way. We've honed it down. But how we send these mailers out is very effective and consistent. But when you get a buyer on the phone, after, what would you say, maybe three to four,
you
five.
You gotta learn. You know in about 5 minutes or less.
5 minutes, really?
Yeah.
That long?
Or less. That's what I said, or less. Thank you. Whether or not they're serious. Hold on. Chill out. Not everyone's at the same level here.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good time to move on. We know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for an episode called Key Components of a Perfect Land Listing.
And we answer your questions, post on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I got... I have that feeling like I got out of that alive, like just in time.
I don't know where you were going with that.
Not with the listeners, with you.
Oh, no, I know. I don't know where you were going with that. But I'm proud of you because you haven't brought up dating or relationships or anything in several weeks.
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Well, mating signals, but yeah.
Oh, okay. No. Now you brought it up, but you actually haven't brought it up in a while.
Oh.
It is so.
That's probably why our numbers are so good right now.
Maybe that's it. You've broadened your horizon. You have other examples now. It sounds like you date a lot when it's just me, but just saying.
The reason I bring up all this dating stuff is because it's so horrific.
Oh.
It's not that nobody enjoys it.
You're trying to save people, I understand.
If you enjoy dating, you have to ask yourself some questions.
I liked
it back then too, but this is better.
I'm still kind of dating you. I like it, seriously.
You know what, Jill? The truth is, I like dating you.
I feel like I'm dating you all the time.
There's some reward. There's always a reward between both of us.
Yep.
In that whole social situation with us.
Thank you.
There's no reward almost ever with dating some girl for a week or 2 weeks, and it's just always disappointment and loss.
You never know how
there's money loss, and yeah,
that's true. By
probably because I suck
way.
At it.
Silly. No, you don't. You got me. Dude, you are the best because you got me.
That's true.
Hey, just so you know, if you want to see us, we have just opened up and announced our 2019 only live event. So check it out at landinvestorslive.com. It's coming in October. It's going to be awesome.
It's the same month every year.
Yep.
And this is the second annual event.
Exactly. First week in October. Wherever you are watching, wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information.
Inspiration.
To buy undervalued property.